Hiriyas, per Gimel Mishneh Dalet. We keep on talking about the Kohen HaMashiach. The Mishneh now is going to define what is the Kohen HaMashiach. Ve'ezu hu HaMashiach, HaMashuach b'shemen HaMishcho, lo yamiru b'godim. The Mishneh, we pointed this out, the Mishneh over here emphasizes that even though there's a Kohen Gadol, second bias, there was no Shemen HaMishcho, it was Nignaz. And the Kedushas Kohuna Gedayla was only for the Avodah Yom Kippurim, and all the other dinim of Kohen Gadol was only Ayidei Ribui Begadim. They put him on the big day, the Shemayna Begadim of the big day of the Kohen Gadol, and he became a Kohen Gadol. Afilahochi, this din of Kohen HaMashiach L'Gabi the Chatois is only a Kohen HaMashiach, not Meruba Begadim. The term Meruba Bibigodim Pashtus means because he has more. He has eight as opposed to the four. He has the tzitz, and he has the ephod, and he has the choshen, and he has the meil, besides for the four that the kohen edit wears. Others tiny Meruba Bigodim means he's Meruba, he's bigger, he's Godoil, al yidei Bigodim. That's the way they fatach it. There's an interesting machlekes, by the way. Like we said, the Bayashenit was when the necessity for the Meruba Begodim to come about, because there was no Shemen HaMishcho, was actually Nignaz al Yidei Yeshio HaMelech. The Shemen HaMishcho was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, was Nignaz, together with the Aroin and the Shivri HaLuchois and the Tzinsenes Amon, the Mata, whatever was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was Nignaz by Yeshio when he saw the inevitable that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. There is a Machlokes Rishonim, what would be Bizman that there is Shemen HaMishcho, that there was Shemen HaMishcho, can a Kohen also be chal on him Kedushas Kohen Gadol al Yedei Levishas Begodim? It's a shalom of Farshim al HaTorah. There's a Ramban Kimdomani in Parshas Emor. And there's some of Farshim over here on Daf Yud Gimel. There's a Mashon Makas Daf Yud Aleph that has a shtickle on this. So that's a back and forth between Rishonim. Ein Bein, the Mishnah now says, there is no difference in terms of the dinim, the restrictions on a Kohen Gadol, between a Kohen Meshuach, B'Shem and HaMishcho, L'Merube B'Godim, Elo Par HaBal Kol HaMitzvah. This is only halacha really with a choluk, which means that all the other halachas, L'Gabi, who he's allowed to marry, who he's allowed to be Metame, there's no difference in the two. Ve'ein Bein Kohen Meshamish L'Kohen Sho'avad, there's no difference between a Kohen who's actively a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen that was. Let's say a Kohen retired. He's already old, he's in a wheelchair, he can't be Ovid. So he had to retire being the Kohen Gadol. He can't do that by the Yom Kippur. But in Kedushas Kohen Gadol, that he still has. We only saw earlier that a Nosi that became Ois Melech is no longer a Melech, but a Kohen Gadol that's not serving anymore has absolutely no difference in halacha between the active Kohen Gadol and the retired Kohen Gadol. Except for Elapar Yom HaKippurim, the par that was brought to Yom Kippur has to be brought by the active Kohen Gadol. There's a power of the Kohen Gadol, there's a power that's connected B'nai Aharon, there's a power for Klal Yisrael. The power of the Kohen Gadol is the one who's serving on that day is Kohen Gadol. Another nafkamina is Vasir Soefa. There's a posuk in Parshas Tzav that says that a Kohen Gadol has to bring a korban, is actually a korban brought for him every single day. It's called the Minchas Chavitin. The Mishnah calls it Asir So'efa, because that was the measurement of how much was brought. Lamaisa, this was the share of the mincha. And what they did was they baked out of the Asir So'efa that was brought 12 chalos, and that's why it's called Minchas Chavitim Beloshon Chazal. Mechtzisim were brought with the Talmud Shal Shachar. The Mechtzisim, the second half, was brought with Talmud Shal Ben Avayim. This was an everyday occurrence. It's Mishnayis and Menochis Perek Dalet. It's called Chavitim Kohen Gadol because it was turned into chalos. So even when there's a retired Kohen Gadol and there's an active Kohen Gadol, the same way there's only one par brought on Yom Kippur for the active Kohen Gadol, so the Mincha Achas of Chavite Kohen Gadol is only from the Kohen Gadol who's active, not from the Kohen Gadol L'Sha'ava. However, there's one Knech. The Kohen Gadol that served on Yom Kippur, the one who's serving is the one who brings the power of the Kohen Gadol. What happens if you have a Kohen Gadol who's not retired? He's the active Kohen Gadol. He punk became Tommy. He punk became Tommy Lemes. He was it became Tamil Lameis 3 days before Yom Kippur. And because of that, he couldn't be in the role, so they had to have the Skan had to take over. So today, the Skan is the acting Kohen Gadol. The halacha is, he now becomes, he's the one who brings the Parsha Yom HaKippur. Even though the Kohen Gadol, who he replaced, is not retired, he's not Lishavar. He's an active Kohen Gadol, but not today. There's still only one par brought. However, by Minchas Chavitin, there's no din in today, because it's today's Yom Kippur, it's tone a par of Yom Kippur. Only an active Kohen Gadol has a din that he has to bring a carbon every day. What happens if that Kohen is not over? He's not retired. There's an active Kohen Gadol. He fell, he broke his leg. For right now, he's possible. So the next 2 months, while he has a cast on, he can't serve actively as Kohen Gadol. Somebody else had to step into the role. Who says that there can't be two Minchas Chavitin? It's a din in an active Kohen Gadol that he has to bring the carbon yoimi of the Minchas Chavitin. He is an active Kohen Gadol. He's recuperating. In 2 months, he'll be back on his foot. So there, there's Takamak Lakes Rishayna. The Rishash on Daf Yer Aleph over here, Bidas Rashi, holds that only the one who is actually active today is the one who brings the Minchas Chavitin. The same way he's the only one that brings the Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. There are those that tend not that way. There's a Tesa Megillah Daf Tes that seems to learn up in the Yerushalmi not that way. That Lamaisa, the Kohen Gadol who's recuperating, he's the one who's the Kohen Gadol. It's not a din in the one who's serving today. It's the one who's in the position. Who's the Kohen Gadol? There's nobody that holds that both bring. But it's not a din the one who's acting today. It's the one who's Be'etzim considered the acting Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol took over temporarily because the real Kohen Gadol broke his leg. That's not the Kohen Gadol. Simele v'chiyai gavna, only the Kohen Gadol, who's really the Kohen Gadol, is the one who brings the Minchas Chavit. But Avodas Yom HaKippur, only the one who's acting Kohen Gadol on that day, is the one who brings it. So Lamaisa, the Mishnah then speaks out, Zeh v'zeh shovim b'Avodas Yom HaKippur. They're both kosher for the Avodas Yom HaKippur. Let's say the one who's serving today, there was a Kohen Gadol who's retired, the Kohen Gadol who's serving today became Tameh. So they could pull the Kohen Gadol out of retirement, and he'll serve. He has Kedusha as Kohen Gadol. He could be a Kohen Gadol on this matter. He could turn him into a Kohen Gadol. Mitzuvin al Absula. They're both Mechuyiv. This is Mitzasei. V'hu Yishu Mitzulei Yikach. They're not allowed to marry both Kohanim Gadolim. They're not allowed to marry Almonis. Asurin al Almona. V'ena mitam b'kerveim. V'loi Poirin. V'loi Poirin. This is one of the halachos we have in Mishnah in Sanhedrin. They're not allowed to grow their hair as a sign of Avelus. They have to be freshly barbered. V'loi parmim, they're also not allowed to be kareya bigdeyim, because they're bizoyin. U'machzirin es haretzech, if either one of them dies, the retzech is chayzer from the Miklot, the Mishnah in Makis. Both of them have that kedushas kohen gadol, that their misa is mechaperes for a retzech. Mishnah Hey continues. Kohen Gadol Purim Milamato Ve'ahedit Milamalo. Lamaisa, they do have the dinim of being Kerei Lames, they just can't do it derech Bizoyin. So Kohen Gadol rips only the bottom, it can't be public, and it can't be Keneged Liboy like a regular oval. Ve'ahedit Milamalo, it rips on the chest, the way Rachmanson, the way any other oval rips. The Mishnah adds a halacha, Kohen Gadol makriv oinein. There's a halacha that an oinein, who's somebody who's meisim mutl lefanav before burial, is posel, a kohen is posel, avoid is posel b'achilas kotchum. But a Kohen Gadol, the same way he's not metamel meisim, he's also makriv oinein. This is all psukim ufurashim, legabi Aaron HaKohen and his sons, when Nadav and Avihu were nifter, on the first day of their Avodah. Well, not the first day of their Avodah, but on the first day of the Milui HaMishkon. Kohen Gadol makriv oinin v'loy oichel, but the Kohen Gadol, even though he's makriv oinin, he's also to eat kotchum while he's an oinin. The Rav brings B'Ktzorah, the pasuk over there by Aaron HaKohen, where he says, V'ochalti chatas hayoim hayita b'enei Hashem, v'aistois ala achilo. There was a kpeida that Oinu should not eat, not on that krova, and that's also the Gabi Aaron HaKohen. Nodav, Elazav Yisomer, that were Kehane Hedyit, the halacha was they were also by Bayayim, Ben Bakrova, Ben Bakhilo. This is all Dinim of Rosh.